What's going on, you everlasting gobstoppers? Welcome to Gruntspeak Not So Live, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone to shit. I'm Toxic Male. That's Fat Punisher.
What's up, you sons of bitches? And today, we're going to read you a story directly from the source about a guy who, while he was down, his wife went down on someone else.
If you know what I mean.
And I have literally heard the same story. There's little changes in the variables probably 400 or 500 times in the past 15 years.
And it never, ever gets
any easier to hear. And it happened to me as well.
Yep.
So if you listen, it could happen to anyone out there. Watch your shit.
Yes.
Holy crap, this is a bad story too.
Yeah. And what better way to you know, celebrate such a bad story than on a National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Yeah.
That'll totally fit in with the story, if you know what I mean.
A cream pie delivery right to the warehouse.
you know, some people are into that. I'm into that.
Now you're married, though.
I'm married, though, and I've been fixed, which helps.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if you don't mind having more kids, then keep doing it, but each one gets way more expensive the more you have.
True story. True story. But
that's a cold butt.
That's a cold butt.
The leather stuff is no insulation.
Matches her shoulders, like I said.
It looks like it was painted on, but you know it's not because there's a seam.
Yeah. Matches the crack.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from us, from a gentleman
God
who goes
damn
by.
It.
Somebody calling you again?
Yeah,
all right. It comes from a gentleman who goes by CP. Cerebral palsy, maybe? Colored people time? I'm the guy Pop talks about. I was formerly one of Uncle Sam's misguided children, United States Marine Corps, and I am now a first responder. My ex-wife was very attractive. She was a legit model, having done print and catalog work.
Warning sign.
She had been married once prior.
Dude.
That's two red flags in the first sentence.
Well, first of all, if the minute you step up, you have a 65% chance of failure just walking in the door.
Jail.
Holy shit. Okay, keep going.
Oh, she had an oops pregnancy.
That was not
when
an oops
she
pregnancy.
Was with me when she was approaching the wall at 30.
Baby rabies got you, bro.
That's three red flags already. I'm a tall, good-looking guy who was in shape, and I owned a rental property, so she locked me down. Yeah, that was totally an oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't plan that. She didn't miss her pills or, you know, start taking sugar pills.
Or just lie to you.
Placebo. Mm-hmm. We had three kids. My oldest passed away 10 years ago after a long struggle with being medically fragile.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. And listen, when a child dies, the chance of divorce goes through the skyrockets astronomically.
Holy cow.
Holy.
My heart goes out to you for that one, brother.
Oh, man, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. I'm so sorry, man.
While I would sleep in a chair next to our daughter's hospital bed so she wouldn't be alone.
That's exactly what I would do.
My ex started an affair with a coworker.
Okay. Shocker. All right. You want this isn't a kick you while you're down thing. This is a stab you in the fucking back thing.
Yeah.
This is pretty close to what happened to me, minus the death.
There's no more room in this guy's back for another knife.
No, don't.
After that.
Yeah.
Wow. I would never have believed that she would cheat on me while I was staying with our daughter in the hospital because she told me that her ex-husband cheated on her when her mother was dying in the hospital.
Wow.
I'm going to ask you just a question, dude, and I'm sure that's something that you've thought about since then because, you know, you're not young, dumb, and full of stuff that rhymes with dumb anymore. Did you verify that with the ex-husband?
Yeah. Probably not.
Probably not.
That's part of recon the mother.
Yeah, because I know that My ex horse chick was as unfaithful as they come. If you were to pull her aside now, she would put her hand on a stack of Bibles and say, "Well, he was cheating on me, so I was justified in doing anything."
They always do that.
No,
there's always a justification for reprehensible behavior.
Always.
And betrayal.
Yeah, their fallback is always, "Well, men did it, or men do it." Like, doesn't make you any less of an ass bag if you do it. Doesn't make the men any less of an ass bag if they do it.
Yep.
If we're equal, start acting like it. I discovered the manosphere in 2010 and 2011, but I was still blind. Our sex life had dropped off a cliff, but I knew there was no way she would cheat on me with our daughter hospitalized after what her ex did to her when her mother was hospitalized.
All right. So he is totally under the blue pill. His mind is probably clouded because of the daughter thing.
Yeah.
So these things happen.
I mean, his mind is where it should be on their kid.
That's right.
Obviously, she...
Not her. She's getting a quart of throat yogurt applied every day.
I thought there was supposed to be like this inexplicable, intangible, but totally real bond between mothers and their kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, where that bond stops is...
Hospital bed.
A piece of strange sausage.
In a hospital bed.
Yeah. I can't confront my own mortality. I'm going to go jump on the pogo stick instead.
Yep.
Wow. It's not gonna put off your death any longer, ladies. In fact, if you mess around with the wrong dudes and you get a Riggs in there somewhere, it could hurry the process up by quite a lot.
And I'm going to tell you exactly how she justified it. She was emotionally distraught because of her daughter, and she wanted to ride the pogo stick to feel alive.
Yes, and because he was always in the hospital with their daughter, which is where he should have been, he wasn't there for me.
That's right.
He wasn't taking care of my needs while your kid was dying. Gotcha.
Listen, the death of a child is fucking tough.
And, yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
But I just had to throw that in there for a little bit of levity, because this
That's
is a really heavy.
Too.
This is a very heavy story. She would mention Shitstain in passing. I guess that's his name. And our cleaning lady would mention that he would stop by when I was not at home.
And you know what? If that was going on with me, I would jump in that dude's shit.
Yeah. But I trusted my wife and ignored the red flags. I was an effing idiot. You know what? The first time something like this happens to you, you get a pass. Because if it's never happened to you before, you're not going to recognize the signs. And especially during such an emotionally distressing period in your life, you're going to be a little too distracted to see what Mother Nature is putting on full display in front of you. So yeah. I'm not going to say that you were, you know, dumb for this one, because I can understand that your mind wasn't in that place.
Well, also, like, quite literally, when you're married and have kids, you want to protect that.
Exactly.
So when it starts falling apart, there's just natural defenses in the man's brain. He'll ignore some of it. He'll look the other way. He'll justify why the red flags are there until it's too late.
Yeah. Unfortunately, one of the most important lessons in wisdom that we gain as men growing up is to trust your gut.
Oh my God, I wish I did. I wish I could go back in time to when I was 16. Yep. Like, whoosh,
whoosh. I want to know your stories, dudes. How many situations could you have gotten out of relatively unscathed?
If you just listen to your
gut. If you just listened to your gut, but you didn't, and then it exploded in your face like a fat grenade.
Yes, it did.
Let us know. Send us some emails, because you know what? Your stories help save lives, too. These men who have gone through a lot of the same stuff that you've gone through, whether they know it or not, they're not alone.
Yep.
And just knowing that can help people push forward.
Amen.
And hey, women.
It's gay. Stop it.
It wasn't until I saw the two of them together at a work function that I had to quit lying to myself. I saw the way they interacted, the way she smiled and touched him when they were together, and how she would revert to all business with me.
Mm-hmm.
Our spicy life at this point was so infrequent that I started tracking it in my calendar. It had been 2 years since we had been intimate when I saw her and Shitstain together at that function. I checked my calendar book. The last time that we had sex, she initiated it 2 nights in a row, and then never again. Our youngest was born 8 months later.
Mm.
Ouch. You know who's really great at, like, seeing these cheating signs? Women. My wife told me a great one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she knew that, well, you were talking about this, dude's slipping one by the goalie with strippers.
And, yes.
My brother-in-law did that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And they were just hanging out on the couch. All right. And then the whore ex came in.
Uh-huh.
And then a little while later, this random dude comes in that she had never met.
Mm.
Went right to the fridge, grabbed a beer, no prompting, no asking, came and sat on the couch and made himself at home. And my wife's like, she's cheating on you, bro.
Yeah, I'd beat that dude's ass on the spot.
Random dude you don't know comes in, makes himself at home, grabs a beer, no asking, no hi, how are you?
Yeah, well,
he's
first
doing
of all,
that while you're not home.
Like somebody who's on his frame, another dude comes in, you're like, who the fuck are you? What are you doing here?
Boom.
You look him right in the fucking eye. And it, depending on how he answers that question, depends if you force him out of the house or not.
Exactly. Mm. Jail. Oh, this is just... It's about to get worse, just yep. in case you were worried, dudes. I ordered an online paternity test. I swabbed my youngest's cheek and prayed. When the results came back, it showed, just like on Maury, I was not the father.
Oh, my God.
I threw up. I ordered another kit for our second child and contacted the coroner about our deceased daughter. I explained my situation, and he was very sorry for what happened. Our second was mine. And thankfully, they did not have to exhume my deceased daughter's
body. Oh, my
body.
God!
They could test it against tissue samples they took when she was autopsied, and she was mine as well.
All right.
It took a few weeks for me to confront my wife. It's probably wise, because you confront a woman with that much anger and hurt in your heart,
things
go bad. They can go
I know. I understand. Right. I had to walk out of the house when that shit was happening to me.
Yep. Don't blame you. But she didn't care. I told her I was going to inform my in-laws, and she told me that all I would do would be to hurt them.
They always do that.
If I told them the truth.
Listen, part of recovery is to tell the truth. You don't hold that shit in.
No shit.
Like, when that shit happened to me, every motherfucker who came to my wedding got an email with all of the evidence, and if they didn't have an email, I sent them a fucking hard copy.
Yep. That's how it goes with this stuff. Like, you tell the truth... You're the bad guy, but what about the string of events that led to the reveal of this truth?
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I mean, I'm not the, like he says here, you're a lying, cheating slur, and I'm the bad guy?
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately, it is astonishing how much it actually works out like that in the addled thinking meats of these people.
Yeah, I know. This is just terrible.
You're just going to destroy your family if
look,
you do
stories
this.
Like this, we need to hear them so the people out there can know exactly yeah. what evil lies in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it still awakens negative emotions in with me every time I read a story like this.
And how many times, you know, if you have, like, say, a situation where she cheats on you, things collapse, it's disgusting, families are ruined, whatever, like, you lose friends over it, yada, yada, and then... Her time for slingback arrives.
5 to 7 years.
You reject her outright, and it's, well, we could be a family again if you would just do this and do that. Like,
yeah, I know.
Why would you want to do this to our family? We're like, I know I made a mistake. I just want, no, you didn't make a mistake. You made a choice.
Yeah, you want to know why? Men, a masculine individual, should have dignity, honor, and self-respect.
You're damn
right. She comes crawling back, and you say, oh, yeah, yeah. Then guess what? You've just violated all three of those.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you have left when you go and you're laying on your deathbed.
Yeah. That's why it's almost a double-edged sword when you reject these women, because when you reject them, they can see that you're holding frame, and they find that attractive, so they don't give up. Sometimes you have to take out a restraining order against these women just to get them to go away. Of course, I'm not biologically defining women or anything. So, YouTube, don't hold me accountable for using the W word.
Well, Wee. You know, paper, that's not going to stop anyone if they really want to stalk you.
Exactly.
If they really want to hurt you, you're hit.
Yep. Needless to say, we divorced. Mm-hmm. It took years, and it's not hyperbole to say that this divorce cost me, poor shot, in excess of $1 million.
What?
Dollars.
$1 million. Oh my God. Holy crap.
Wow.
Dude, I'm so sorry, man. Oh,
that is
shit.
Messed up. You must have been doing pretty well for yourself. That's all I got to say. Well, before all this, the youngest is a teenager and I have not seen her in over 10 years. That's the most heartbreaking thing in this entire.
And that's actually fairly common.
I mean, it's not his daughter, but he raised her. To that point.
That's fairly common. And listen, when shit like that happens, it sounds harsh, but you got to cut them away.
Yeah.
Listen, you're not superhuman. You don't fly. You're not bulletproof.
Yep.
You're just a normal, flawed human being. And that is, I mean, literally, it's just too much pain. And I fully understand if you're like, hey, build the wall.
Men are
really good at building the wall. Unfortunately, kids always wind up on the wrong side. But they have to do that to survive.
Self-preservation.
It'll literally kill you. Wow, okay.
I remember what you were like when we met. So you're not telling me anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you think he's he can be a downer black pill dude now. You should have seen him 10 years ago.
12 years ago.
12 years ago, yeah.
That was bad.
Sitting across from me at Logan's, I'm already getting tired of living, man.
Yeah, I was there.
Are you going to live long enough to pay for my steak? So this is where giving dudes shit and burning them constantly, you get them to laugh at themselves. It can make all of these sorts of situations
more bearable.
It makes it bearable.
Yeah.
You have to be ready to laugh at yourself. You have to. Because if you don't, you will go insane.
Yeah, comedy is the ultimate defense against the universe, man.
Amen. Oh, man. Let me see. Youngest daughter's a teenager. I have not seen her in 10 years. I don't know if she remembers me or not. I send birthday and Christmas gifts with her brother in spite of a court order that states that I am to have no contact with her. Mm. Oh, yeah. The court order. Now, this is the... Anybody out there who's been in a similar situation, just pour the menagerie now.
All right. This I'm going to just tell you how you should handle this.
Do you want to wait until after the court order situation so we can explain it, and then you can talk about how to combat it. The court order. She and Shitstain went to court and told the judge that they were afraid that I would do something extreme to the youngest daughter since I found out the truth. No, see, that's what she would do.
Mm-hmm.
He understands that little girl is innocent. The court ordered me to surrender my firearms. There was no proof of a crime here.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear.
I would go back to court and I'd get that shit reversed. There's no fucking way I would fucking sit down and take that shit.
Mm-hmm. No contact order and anger management counseling.
Uh-huh.
For something completely unproven that has no legal tracks.
Yeah, and you know what? I would have asked for a jury trial. Fuck this. Holy fuck.
This is enough to tie your dick in a knot.
Mm-hmm.
This has gone on too long and wasn't the original reason I was going to send this email. I've been watching your videos for years. Pop likes to say 40 to 80 is a long time. I thought you would appreciate the link to a support group for lonely older women without kids near me. See you, Dad.
Oh,
it's called patch.com.
Let's rip on these.
Dudes. Here it is. Oh, 55 plus single women without children, friendship network, building a community of supportive women, enjoying time together.
Dude, we need to jump on this.
Apparently, no one else is jumping on it because that's the last post.
Wait, how long?
From July 6th.
What year? This year?
This year.
You know what? See if we can put together the gift, Box Wine and Catland. And have everyone plaster that here.
Oh, hang on. I can't stop. I have to click it.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop.
The fact that there's actually a group like this, and apparently even the women in that area are too embarrassed to join it because it hasn't had a post in almost just over 3 months. That's amazing.
Wow.
Well, what can you do?
Fuck them. Or not fuck them.
So, any final thoughts for this email or for men out there who are going through a similar thing and have this kind of legal battle ahead of them?
All right. So, in regards to the child that won't talk to you anymore, you can't control that. All you can really control is yourself. So, my advice, fucking excel. Do great fucking things.
Live well.
It's the best revenge. And when you finally burn in for your dirt nap, leave nothing behind. And they could fucking suck ass.
Yep.
That's my advice.
I agree with you completely.
You just need to drive the fuck on.
I mean, I know that you're a revenge guy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But you know what they say, the best revenge
living
is living well. And that's what we encourage you guys to do. That's why there's 469 lives on the board.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that. And if you guys want to be kept up to date with the sheer insanity in a world of believe all whammon,
mm-hmm.
make sure you keep tuning in, supporting the channel, hit that subscribe button. And if you care to, you can become a supporter and have live streams practically one-on-one with this dude every Sunday. You get like, what, 40, 42 people?
Yep.
Every Sunday?
Yep. And we're going to post a link to a petition in support of the soldiers and service members and the vax mandate. This is important.
Absolutely. Support your military. And actually, you know what? Screw that entirely. Support the freedom of choice.
Correct.
For what goes in your body.
And listen, if you have a volunteer force, you don't treat them as guinea pigs. That's why I'm not going to show up like, oh, yeah, fuck. No, fuck off.
Smurf my balls, Big Daddy government. Mm. Smurf them hard. Smurf them long. And make sure that you don't spit out what comes at the end.
Mm.
See you next time.
Take it easy.